Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. How do you tend to behave when you meet someone important for the first time? Most of us try to make a good first impression, and so we feel understandably nervous. Try to recall your first job interview. Did you fret over the kind of tie that you would wear or the dress that you would don before you walked in? Did the palms of your hands sweat? Or your forehead as you were talking? Did you stutter when you tried to speak in that interview? I remember when I personally met Pope John Paul II for the first time in 2002. I had the chance to exchange a few words personally, one-on-one. And so I was so nervous. I sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher on Peanuts. Wah-wah, wah-wah, wah-wah. Completely not understandable what I was saying. I was hoping the Pope thought I was speaking some obscure Indian dialect he'd never heard before. So much for first impressions. In India, whenever two people meet for the first time, they have a very unusual custom. They fold their hands in the prayer position and they bow toward one another. And they often utter the words namaste, almost like a prayer, as they look at each other. The word and the bow mean that I acknowledge the divine presence in you. That's what I should have done when I met the Pope. Surely I can remember to say namaste clearly. But notice the shift in emphasis in the good first impression. Instead of focusing on me, we turn our attention to the other person when we meet them. I acknowledge that the other person carries a spark of God. Instead of trying to make them think I am divine, The best first impression we can make is to let the other person make a good first impression. The Feast of the Visitation, the second joyful mystery of the Holy Rosary, is the meeting of two wonderful women and their two extraordinary unborn children. Mary goes to the hill country to care for her cousin Elizabeth, who is older and pregnant. She's going to need some help. And how does Elizabeth greet Mary? She was far more poised and eloquent than I was when I met the Pope. She exclaims, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth probably did not say literally namaste, or perhaps even bow or fold her hands. But she said essentially the same thing. Of course, Elizabeth's greeting was the one occasion in human history when saying namaste was unconditionally and absolutely true. Mary carried not only a spark of God, but the veritable Son of God, the eternal Logos. Elizabeth made a great first impression, as well as John the Baptist in her womb, by focusing on the first impression that Mary and Jesus made. The best first impression is always letting the other person make a good first impression. Let me suggest a simple way that you too can change your attitude about making first impressions, whether it's for a job or whether you're about to meet the Pope. Instead of focusing overmuch on yourself, acknowledge the importance and the value of the other person. Specifically, try to discover their talents or accomplishments or gifts and compliment them on it. This is very easy to do if we but take a moment to look around and pay attention. For instance, I visited a family for supper last night, and I complimented them on their landscaping when I came in. They'd done a great job. Obviously, they took care of their home. And I'll send them a little thank you note mentioning how well their children participated in the dinner conversation and how delicious the supper was. We sat and talked for almost 3 hours. Every time you compliment someone, you are silently saying, "Namaste. I see a divine spark in you." That's the paradoxical thing about first impressions. When you allow someone else to make a good first impression, that's when you yourself make the best first impression too. And in a way, you are speaking an obscure Indian language. Praised be Jesus Christ.